Joining me now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom is in Afghanistan. And Tom, exactly where are you?
Well, Michelle, right now I'm in an American Army base. It's called Forward Operating Base Salerno. We're outside the city of Host in eastern Afghanistan, which is very mountainous. And actually, we're about 12 miles from the Pakistan border.
Curious about the troops there and their reaction to the president's address this evening. What do you hear from them about how large they think the military presence should be?
Well, I've talked to a lot of troops, from sergeants up to general, and generally what they've been saying is that they hope that the combat troops aren't removed. They say they're worried about losing momentum, that they've made a lot of gains against the Taliban in the past 6 to 9 months with the so-called surge in forces. But they've all said, like General David Petraeus has, he's the top commander here, that the gains they've made are fragile and reversible.
Tom, you mentioned that you're in eastern Afghanistan with an army unit there. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's been happening on the ground?
Well, yesterday we stayed at a combat outpost. It was called Wilderness, and it's a short helicopter ride into the mountains from the city of Host, where we are now. And the soldiers there say that they often come under attack from small elements of Taliban fighters, maybe a half dozen or more. And actually, while we were at this outpost yesterday morning, we came under mortar attack ourselves.
Tell us a little bit more about what happened there.
Well, I was actually coming back from brushing my teeth. It was shortly after 8, and there was this massive explosion, maybe 40 yards away or so, and soldiers started running out of their hooches and started screaming, "Mortars, mortars." And I just followed them as they ran, and we kind of ducked into this concrete shelter, this bomb shelter. And I later learned that there were 2 days during the week when the Taliban tend to shoot at the Americans and the Afghans as what they call Rocket Sunday and Target Tuesday. And this, of course, happened on a Tuesday. And now my colleagues, Graham Smith and David Gilkey, were with me, and they went to another shelter. And pretty soon after that, Graham moved out of the shelter with his recording equipment, and he was looking for David, our photographer, and this is what it sounded like.
Hey, David? Good?
Yes, right there.
All right, man.
And you can also hear the dirt falling as well, kind of raining down on us. And shortly thereafter, I ran out of my shelter to look for Graham and David, and then I couldn't find them and made my way to the Combat Operations Center, where they have these massive screens, and we're able to see the Taliban actually running away from this area along this dry riverbed. And they told me at the Combat Operations Center the Taliban had shot about 12 mortar rounds in about 15 minutes or so.
Was anybody hurt?
Well, an Afghan soldier was hit by the first round. He was seriously injured. He ended up with a head wound. Otherwise, nobody else was hurt, and our NPR team was actually okay.
Tom, it sounds like what you're describing, that this is an unfortunately routine situation for these soldiers with these mortar attacks coming in. How did they respond in this case?
Well, the Americans basically shot back with everything they had, and this is what it sounded like for when they were shooting at the Taliban.
That one in.
Back ridge line.
Back ridge line, bringing it down. Stay in the night,
You know, eventually the U.S. brought in some drone aircraft, so we had those pictures that I saw of the Taliban running away. And actually, after that, they called in. The drone was able to pinpoint the Taliban running away with a laser, and they switched that over to an Apache attack helicopter. When the Apache attack helicopter had the laser designator and he was looking down, he couldn't see any Taliban, and all he could see was this sort of with these boulders down there. But then what happened was one of the boulders actually started flapping, and it turns out 3 Taliban were hiding under a blanket, and the Apache attack helicopter finally realized that they were Taliban. He started firing at them and killed all 3, but the other 5 got away. And Michelle, what's really interesting here, of course, is that for all their high-tech equipment, for all their firepower, the Americans were almost fooled by a simple blanket.
Tom Bowman, thank you very much, and please stay safe.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman. He spoke with us from eastern Afghanistan. You can see pictures from that battle he described at npr.org.